They failed. They not only failed themselves, failed the Capitol, they failed the country. I mean, you know, the U.S. Capitol is the symbol of democracy, not just here, but around the world. I mean, people envision the dome of the Capitol before they even think about what the White House looks like. I mean, of all places to lose control, that is, I mean, that's one of the, that's the last place that you would want to have something like that happen. And so I'd rather be criticized at the end of the day for people saying I had too strong a police presence than and not have enough and then have something like this happen. And when you look at what happened over the summer during the protests with Black Lives Matter and others, I mean, you saw cops everywhere and they were geared up. So why now was there a different approach?
Do you think that the fact that most of these people were white in any way changed the police response or at least the preparedness for trouble?
Well, I'll put it this way, Neil. When you look at what took place and compare the two, there's clearly a double standard. Now, whether it was intentional or whether it was accidental, I don't know what's going on in their mind, but it's two different approaches. Now, I'm not criticizing the level of police response they had for the Black Lives Matter march, but they should have had an equal level of preparedness and people for this one. I mean, there should be no difference. There should be no difference. The bottom line is you have to protect the Capitol. Now, did you actually think that they may actually break inside? Probably not, but that's the whole point of having enough resources there. So even if they thought it, they wouldn't be able to do it. I've listened to many of our elected officials, including the president-elect and others that have said, you know, they're obviously and rightfully so disgusted with what took place. And they say things, you know, this is not who we are. Well, I want to push back on that a little bit because that's exactly what we have become. When you think about the racial divide in this country, the economic divide, the digital divide, the political divide, and how wide and how extreme that has become, this is where we are right now at this point in history. And you can't fix a problem if you don't first understand it and acknowledge that it exists and start rebuilding from there. This facade that somehow, you know, we're still that shining light on a hill and we don't have any problems in this, that, and the other. Forget about it. We got problems. And unless we face it, we will not survive as a democracy long term. We just won't. We'll crumble from within. And all the signs are there. And we better do something about it. And we better do something about it right now.